Welcome to today's Daily Manna, a Thursday, the 6th of July 2023. Today's topic is Lead Like a Servant. Our text today is taken from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and went to God. Verse 4. He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Verse 9. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Verse 15. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Key verse. John chapter 13 verse 14. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Leaders in the world, conventionally, crave recognition, respect and honor. They seek to be applauded for every little conduct. The promises they make and the work they do are all geared towards garnering popularity. To them, those they lead must remain grateful for their service. Jesus Christ is different. He models a distinct type of leadership that is uncommon in the world. As he approached the end of his ministry on earth, he did something unusual. He took a bucket of water and began to wash the feet of his disciples, taking care to wipe them dry with a towel. Probably baffled, none of the disciples questioned this seemingly strange action until Jesus got to Peter. He thought it was demeaning for his master to wash his feet, a task usually reserved for servants in Jewish households. Jesus explained to him that except he washed his feet, he could not have a part with him. He assured him that it was sufficient to wash the feet. When he completed the task, Jesus reminded the disciples that while they rightly called him Master, they should follow his example and wash one another's feet. The standard of leadership expected of believers is much higher than what is practiced in the world. His message was simple. The Christian leader is also to be of service to his people. He should not see himself as a master, but as a servant. Every activity of his must bring benefits to his people. The spiritual and temporal well-being of the people must remain his preoccupation. Believers too must have the same mind. When we bend low to serve others truly, then we can claim to be walking in the footsteps of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Thought for the day. Exemplary Christ-likeness is the mark of a true leader. The Bible in 1 year. 2 Kings chapters 11 to 13.